Good morning, Oliver. Today is Thursday, 2nd of September. In studio are Andrea, Yahalom, and microphone Miriam. The forecast for today says overcast with lowest temperature 26 and highest 31 degrees Celsius, with wind from west with 14 kilometers per hour, which should increase on 18 kilometers per hour from west-southwest at night, and the sky is partly cloudy with possibility of rain and thunderstorms later on. Moon is in last quarter and it's 46% illuminated. Sun rose at 6 a.m. and will set down at 6:20 p.m. and the day is going to be long, 12 hours and 20 minutes. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. at South Shore will be general meeting. Council now invites all community members to a general meeting to discuss about the benches and pathways beneath the Machimandir banyan tree and how we make decisions as community in Oroville. They strongly urge all members of the community to participate in this important discussion. The end of this week, again, it will be in the spirit of movies. And tonight in Cinema Paradiso Town Hall at 8 p.m., you can start with French movie Parlez-moi de la pluie, made in France in 2008, directed with Agnès Jaoui, and it's a comedy. The movie is French without subtitles. On Saturday, 4th of September, the same place at the same time, you can see Chop Shop, made in USA in 2003. It's a drama in Spanish and English with English subtitles. Alejandro, a tough and ambitious Latino street orphan on the verge of the adolescence, lives and works in auto-body repair shop in a sprawling junkyard of the outskirts of Queens, New York. In this chaotic world, the boy is inspired to make a better life with his 16-year-old elder sister Isamar comes to live. The movie was nominated for 2 Independent Spirit Awards, and this independent feature offers an unflinching look at the life on society's margins. At the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas, we will have a chance to see on Friday at 7:30 p.m. the premiere of short film Gopal and the Meaning of Illusion, which have been made with your wonderful collaboration. The film is adaptation of Buddhist tale, it's in English, and it's for general audience. It will be projected before the Friday's movie Donkey's Skin, which is a fantasy film adapted from a famous children's fairy tale by Charles Perrault, with French actress Catherine Deneuve as a princess. Donkey Skin was made in France in 1970. It's a tale about widowed king who vows that his new queen must be as beautiful as his first. On the advice of a fairy, his daughter, the princess, runs away and lives in the forest under the skin of a donkey. One day, the charming prince gets to see her in all her beauty and falls deeply in love with her. Splendid sets and costumes, lovely songs, delightful anachronism, perfect interpretation, Jean Cocteau's poetry, and very contemporary humor. Projection is in collaboration with the Embassy of France from Delhi. On Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Arole Cafeteria, we can see Let's Make Money, which is an Austrian documentary by Erwin Wagenhofer, released in the year 2008. It is about aspects of development of the worldwide financial system. In the case of rain, they won't show the film. At Sadhana Forest, you can see tomorrow at 7 p.m. Gasland, documentary made by Josh Fox in 2010, which won the special jury prize at the 2010 Sundance Film Festival. The United States has been dubbed the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. Through the technique called the fracking, the company Halliburton has helped turn the American landscape into a dotted map of pollution. Director Josh Fox is asked if he would be willing to sell his land for natural gas, which prompts this filmmaking. Visiting homes and regions that were promised the same benefits as he was, he finds house after house with undrinkable water, health issues, and even tap water so full of gas that it lights on fire. This simple yet powerful film reminds viewers to think a lot before making certain choices. After the movie, you are welcome to join them for a free vegan dinner and jam session, a drum circle. There's also a bus service for Sadhana Forest for the tour at 4 o'clock from Solar Kitchen, and for the Eco Film Club departure at 6 o'clock and it comebacks at 9:30 p.m. Oroville Bamboo Research Center is in preparation to celebrate the World Bamboo Day, which is on 18th of September. On that day, they will show us various usages of bamboo, from house to cycle, from bread to coffee, from fashion show to bamboo band. If anybody would still like to participate, is welcome to come to the meeting on Tuesday 7th of September at 3 p.m. at Oroville Bamboo Research Center. Tonight at 7 p.m. at Verity Hall, you can sing songs from around the world in the circle together like our ancestors for the human unity with Anisha, Tiago and friends. On Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Pitanga, you can listen to the concert An American in Oroville with Matthew Chartis on guitar, and with his voice playing and singing mostly blues, jazz, country, and soul original songs and standards. On Sunday, 5th of September, between 3 to 6 p.m. at New Creation Sports Center Annex, you can join the salsa workshop with cash, but you need to register beforehand on 9159180875. The Oroville Green Practice launched their portal on 28th of August, which is a web-based knowledge resource containing articles, audio and video clips, as well as directory of experts and units, all related to work being done at Oroville in the areas of eco-restoration, water management, waste management, farming, architecture, renewable energy and environmental outreach activities. Oroville Green Practice Portal was developed with support from Stitching the Desire and now maintained by Oroville Consulting. It is www.green.oroville.org. Well, Studio Cafe is closed on Friday, September 3rd, because Well Peppers members are going for the 2 days field trip. But today you can still enjoy in Magdara, which is rice with black lentils and vegetable stew. Sri Aurobindo said, amongst the others, in the ideal of human unity. Until man in his heart is ready, a profound change of the world conditions cannot come, or it can only be brought about by force, physical force or else force of circumstances, and that leaves all the real work to be done. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourwillradio.org.